I remember when I joined the club in 2001, I think it was. The club was in the middle of the King's Dock negotiations, and I took part in those. But there was a feeling pretty early on in those negotiations it wasn't going to happen because there were so many partners involved. And I remember at one point, every time we had a meeting, the cost of the project had gone up by... It was like the opening point every meeting. Oh, the overall cost has risen by another 3 million.
That was always the first starting
and,
point.
Yeah, it was. And what happened was that the other partners sort of ganged together and said, Everton will have to pay the extra cost.
So you say other partners. Go on, just explain it to us.
I can't remember who they were.
Are partners sort of investors or are they people who own the land?
They were very... I can't even remember who they were now. But the idea was it was a sort of a five-way split at one point, and then it became a one-way split where Everton were expected to pick up the tab for everything. And it just grew and it snowballed and it just eventually died because I don't think there was the will from the other people to carry on with it. And then, of course, we move on and we...
And from Everton? Was the will not there from Everton?
No, I mean, Bill Kenwright was desperate to go to the King's Dock because he always saw Everton's new home, if we had to move from his beloved Goodison. He always saw it as being part of Liverpool's iconic waterfront. Mm. That's what he wanted. He wanted, you know, there's the Liver Buildings, Everton State. Yeah, quite rightly. Why not? If you're going to move, which made it all the more troubling probably for Bill as well when Kirby came up, because Kirby's not on the Liverpool waterfront as far as I remember. And we went through that, and that was very close to happening. I don't know what happened at the 11th hour. Something strange happened there, I think, my view.
Do you think Bill regrets the King's Dock not happening?
Oh, he does. I mean, he'd love
that. If he could wind the clock back, would he have just proceeded with it?
Yeah, he would have done. But, I mean, at that point, money was really tight at Everton. You know, Bill, even at that point, Bill was looking for a billionaire, as he put it. As he said, you know, the first week I was there, I think, to me, it's no use the owner of a club like Everton being a multimillionaire. That's not good enough anymore. You've got to be a billionaire. And he spent years looking for one. And I just don't think the King's Dock was ever feasible financially. Kirby probably was. But, of course, there was... so many people didn't want Kirby.
Yeah, maybe it's a blessing that one didn't happen.
I think it probably is. It was a weird thing because it was only, I don't know, 2.5, 3 miles, 4 miles from Goodison Park. Mm. It just happened to be the wrong side of an invisible line in the sand which divided Liverpool, the city of Liverpool, and Knowsley. I think if they can move to the Bramley Dock, which now looks the clear favourite.
But we've had Walton Hall Park as well, subsequently, which everyone seemed to think was going to happen, but it definitely won't.
I think it will be Bramley Dock.
So Bramley Dock.
Yeah. And that will fulfil Bill's dream of A, a new stadium, and B, his football club becoming part of the waterfront. I mean, it's a great, great setting. I live down that way, actually, down by on the front there. And there's a huge tract of land there which has just gone unused for so many years. It's derelict, basically.
Why has it not been used? Just because no one could afford it?
I think Peel Holdings seem to own most of the land down there, Manchester-based company. Whether they've held back on selling it and releasing the land because they don't want Liverpool to start overtaking Manchester, which he probably has done already, I don't know. I mean, money talks, and you would think if somebody had actually turned around and said, we'll give you the asking price for this land, they would have sold it. I just hope it goes ahead there because it'll cause a lot of traffic problems for the local residents, but it would be fitting for Everton Football Club if they have to leave Goodison, which they do have to leave Goodison, because the footprint there at Goodison Park is not big enough to rebuild the stadium. We can't do it. They can't do it. Mm. And that was made clear throughout the Kirby negotiations. Everybody said we'd rather redevelop Goodison. I mean, the cost of redeveloping Goodison was huge. And ironically, when the figures came back at one point, we were told the capacity would fall because we couldn't extend it. And you think, what's the point in rebuilding a stadium and making it smaller? Pointless, absolutely pointless. Everybody loves Goodison Park, not just Everton supporters. You talk to any football fan, where do they want to watch a night game? And they used to always say Anfield, Goodison or Upton Park. They were the places that remind them of, you know, 60s, 70s glory years of football. So it'll be a shame in many respects, but it's progress. You know, the big clubs are moving ground. It's as simple as that, and it will have to be done.
And Fahad Moshiri, of course, arriving at Everton Football Club, it was probably second of his priority list,
wasn't it? I'm sure it was. And, you know, he could buy players with his loose change, allegedly. So that's not a problem. It's the bigger project. And this would, not only would it be great for Everton, it'd be great for the city, because that, as I say, that huge tract of land, I believe they're redeveloping the Stanley Dock building into apartments. You've just got the Titanic Hotel open down there. I moved down there to the Waterloo Warehouse 18 years ago, and I remember when I moved in, they said, oh, great time to move in, because within a couple of years you'll have cinemas, restaurants, bowling alleys. Yeah. We've got a petrol station and a Greek restaurant. That's what we've got. Nothing arrived. But, I mean, if you open a hotel like the Titanic, which is great, you get a football stadium, you get blocks of apartments, then everything else will follow. And suddenly the city will start to extend northwards again. It'll be great. The entire waterfront will be almost doubled in size. And, you know, Liverpool's now a renaissance city, and it is what it always should have been, which is a major international city. And, you know, if you've got a major football club at the hub of that, fantastic.
What a statement for the club and for the city. You know,
that'd be wonderful.
And there aren't that many spaces on the waterfront now where you could actually be part of it, but it's close enough to still be part of an historic waterfront.
Yeah, and I think the timing is everything, because if you wait and hesitate, you're doomed, you've lost. And I think Everton have sensed that if they don't go in there now and try and get a spot on the waterfront, they're never going to get one. And that leaves them with a real problem, because I don't think Walton Old Park was a goer. I think the opposition would be such that that would never happen. And then you end up looking at sites down the East Lancs Road or miles away, you know?
Which are only worthy because of the infrastructure around them, the road infrastructure. But everything else doesn't. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned sort of the accessibility. It's important, but it's not the most important aspect.
No, it's not. I mean, Bill always said the last thing he wanted was to build a concrete bowl in the middle of nowhere. Which, you know, there are new stadiums. The Riverside Middlesbrough's ground reminds me of that. And Bill said, that's, you know, I don't want that. And, you know, Bill loves that club so much, he wants his own legacy in a way. And his legacy, he hopes, will be a new home, a fitting new home. Not the concrete bowl in the middle of nowhere. He wants something spectacular. And if you go to the waterfront, and if you've got the money behind you, then you can achieve that.
I hope he's not going to block the view out of Rossi's
out
of his lounge window or something.
No, it's probably a mile, three quarters of a mile from where I am. I think it would be great. It would be wonderful. And it's been a long search. As I say, it's going back now 16 years since they started looking for a new stadium seriously. And although there will be a small section of the Everton support will say, nah, Goodison forever, we have to stay here. They can't stay there if they're going to ever achieve what Mashiri and Bill Kenwright want them to achieve.
A club like Everton needs
it does.
This step.
It does. Goodison's fantastic. It's my favourite ever football ground. And I've said this thousands of times. It's wonderful when you're in there, when it's full, when it's bouncing. But if you walk round Goodison Park, as I used to do, when it's empty during the day, you can see the cracks, quite literally. It's a very old stadium. And I've said again, you know, you look at the old newsreel footage of Dixie Dean running out onto the pitch in the whenever 20s or whatever, and it looks exactly the same. Very little has changed. And if you go to the Bullens Row where the away fans are seated, it's like going back in time. If you go down there, the toilet blocks and the wooden seating and the wooden stand, it's, you know, it was great in the 50s and 60s, but this is 2016.
I've been to the media gantry, the TV gantry on that Bullens Road side, which is like something out of the Crystal Maze to try and get into it. How anyone over the age of 40 can get up and down the ladders, I'd be amazed.
It's a fantastic place to be, particularly at night, when under the lights, when you've got the place bouncing, when they're doing well. It's wonderful. I love it, and I've always loved it. And anybody who's ever experienced that will miss it. But then it's down to the fans and the players on the pitch to create a special atmosphere at a new stadium. And it can be done. It can be done. But it takes time, as West Ham are now finding. But it will happen. And it has to happen if Everton are to sort of reclaim their place amongst the elite.